Shoryuroku. Yaoshan ascends the seat. Attention. Yaoshan hadn't ascended the seat, the lecture seat, for a long time. The temple superintendent said to him, "Everybody's been waiting instruction, wanting instruction for a long time. Please, Master, expound the teaching for the congregation." Yaoshan had him ring the bell. When the congregation had gathered, Yaoshan ascended the seat. After a while, he got right back down from the seat and returned to his room. The superintendent followed after him and asked, "A while ago, you agreed to expound the teaching for the congregation. Why didn't you utter a single word?" Yaoshan said, "For scriptures, there are teachers of scriptures. For treatises, there are teachers of treatises. How can you question this old monk?" Yaoshan is also known as Yakusan, Yakusan Igen in Sino-Japanese. As you'll recall, this in some ways echoes an earlier case of Shakyamuni Buddha ascending the rostrum. Yaoshan had been practicing and living with the members of his community, but he hadn't given a talk for a long time. So the head of the monks of the temple came to him for what? What's he looking for? Well, the introductory comments for this ends with the statement, "How does a real Chan master devise techniques? How does a real Chan master devise techniques?" Another way of saying that is, what method does a true master apply to teach the students? Teach. What are we teaching here? What is it that practice is? What is to be taught? What do we need to be taught? How do we be, are we taught? Is it something we are taught? Is it something we get from someone else? Notice the temple monk says, "Everybody's been wanting instruction for a long time. Please, Master, expound the teaching, expound the Dharma, expound the Buddha's teaching for us, for the congregation." So he's coming, and he has some idea, he meaning the head monk, the head temple leader. So already he's making trouble. He has some idea of what he's going to get and what he needs, what he doesn't have. The commentary, the capping phrase on this is regarding the temple superintendent. He relies on heavy, not the light. You could say the same for others. So Yaoshan has him ring the bell and then has the community gather, as we are, for a talk. Yaoshan ascends the seat, in other words, a lecture seat, lecture hall seat. After a while, he got right back down from the seat and returned to his room. As I said, this is a wonderful echo of the earlier case we have of Shakyamuni Buddha. Comment on that, the capping phrase is, that's something to talk about. But what does that mean? What's the something? What's the talking about? The superintendent followed him and said, "You agreed to expound the teaching. Why didn't you utter a single word right there? Right there. Notice what we believe, how the teaching is expounded, what the teaching is that needs to be expounded, what we would do with it, how we would do with it. All of that gets us in trouble because it blinds us to the Dharma being revealed. Endless dimension, universally being revealed in all dimension. The truth of what our life practice is, if I say that word, I shouldn't even say practice, because practice makes us think there's something that we're doing. Makes us think there's something we need to do. If we think we're doing something, then we're already adding a head on top of our own. We're already adding the burden calling Buddhist practice is something we do. We add on. We add on to our life. Such things get us in trouble because it creates all sorts of stories about what our life is, what our life isn't, what our life lacks, what we need to get rid of. That kind of practice. Then even if we're sitting upright, still, we're not there. Even as we're eating, we're elsewhere. Even as we're walking, we're missing the ground. We're missing the trees. We're missing the sky. We're missing our life. Missing our life. And we're trying to figure out, what do I need to do? How am I going to get the teaching? Very nice capping phrase for this. If the oceans were filled, the 100 rivers would have to flow backwards. No place, nothing missing. Where's there room for anything more? Our life ocean is filled. Don't go looking for other things to add or subtract or fiddle with it. Or notice how you're fiddling. It's our fiddling that gets us in trouble. It's our fiddling. Sometimes we have to do things to counter the habit of fiddling. So there's a phrase in the verse that addresses this. The verse to this case says, you give foolish kids toy money to stop them from crying. You give foolish kids toy money to stop them from crying. We cry, so we have to be given all sorts of things because we think we're missing something. We think we're missing something. And we give fake coins, gold coins, other kinds of things to distract us from the crying where we believe we're missing something, we need something, whether we're children or grown-ups or aged. This is, in a sense, a response to the complaint by the head monk, the temple superintendent. We need some instruction. Why don't you utter some words for us to tell us what to do, what we need? Help us. Even though Yakusan remained silent, the head monk, doesn't get it. All is revealed as it is right now. All is realized as it is right now. All is actualized. Going up to the seat, getting down from the seat. There's similarly a nice story about outsider, a non-practitioner who comes to the Buddha, who says, I don't ask about spoken, I don't ask about unspoken. And the Buddha remains silent. And this outsider bowed and said, the world-honored one's great compassion has opened the clouds of my illusion and allowed me to gain insight. But unfortunately, he left, but Ananda didn't get it. He asked the Buddha, what truth did he see when he said he had gained insight from you? The Buddha said, like a good horse, he goes as soon as he sees the shadow of the whip. But if we don't see it, if we have some idea of how and what we need, what's missing, then we have to be given fake coins, maybe to get us to stop crying and maybe to pay attention to what's right here, right now, our life. The treasure, if I say it in such a way, that is our life. The opportunity that is our practice. The opportunity that is the relationships, if I use such a word, of our practice. the relationships, whether it's the moon in the sky or this breath or this troublesome child wanting something. This is our life opportunity. Then wherever we go, right there, all is revealed. Right there is our next task. Whatever the circumstances, right there is, if we use such a word, your practice, our practice. Right here. You don't need something extra. You don't need something extra. Don't consider your zazen as doing something in order to get anywhere. Don't consider your zazen as doing nothing. Don't consider it as sitting idly. Even that. So, be this life practice that you are, in all the forms, in all the expressions, in all the myriad encounters, from birth to death, from morning to night. Please take good care. Thank you.